The Last Word on Sport.
With Energia, supporting Irish rugby at every level. Energia. Think of the possibilities.
Sinead O'Carroll is with us, editor of the journal.ie, herself a camogie player. And tell us, what do you make, Sinead, of what happened between the Dublin and Kilkenny players, the protest that they had before the game on Saturday, and the potential for other counties to have a similar protest this weekend?
Yeah, I don't think this issue is going away. It's something that players have asked for a long time. Obviously, delegates voted in 2024 Congress to keep the status quo, to keep the official uniform as, of camogie, as including skorts. For anyone who doesn't know, skorts are some form of shorts that look like a skirt. So that can be either shorts, tight shorts worn underneath the skirt, or shorts that have like a flap over them that look like a skirt. So, you know, we have been polled as players. The GPA have polled inter-county players. They've said that they're uncomfortable. You can just go to a training session in most clubs and you'll see that most players will train in shorts and not skorts. That can probably be put down to comfort as well as the cost of a skort. So it's a kind of a no-brainer. Like, players don't want to wear them, but the Camogie Association have included them as uniforms. It's going to come to a head. It is something that, you know, the protest probably will continue. From a player point of view, I hope that this probably shines a light on other issues that are probably more important to camogie players. So it's more of a symptom, I think, rather than the cause. But it would be good to get at least one thing sorted this year.
Well, I'll talk about those other issues at another time. But who is it that is insisting that the players continue to wear these items that they don't want to wear? Who made that decision for them?
So there were motions brought to Congress in 2024 from a couple of counties who had, you know, kind of listened to the players in those counties, Tipperary and Meath, and said, look, we'd like a formal change of the uniform so that either there's an option or that shorts become the uniform. And the delegates then, so like the official powers that be from each of the counties, voted, and over 60% of them voted to keep skorts as the official kit. Now, the Camogie Association have said that they are listening to players and that what they're doing is having a process and a working group around the comfort, fit and design of the playing wear, so that they are looking to bring in national and international manufactured skorts that could be better than the current ones in terms of comfort, fit and design. But, you know, obviously...
But sorry, why are they so wedded to the skort if the players don't want them? Who are the people in the Camogie Association? Is it separate to the GAA? Is it all women? Or is this men telling women what to wear?
So delegates would be men and women, but it is the Camogie Association. It doesn't have anything to do with the executive level of the GA. It is the Camogie Association themselves deciding on this. It has something that has has always been quite important to the Camogie Association. It's hard to know why. You'd have to get someone from the association themselves to answer that question. But I remember as a 13-year-old, Matt, winning an under-13 Kildare North Championship. And that is a long time ago, I will tell you. It was actually skirts at the time, the most uncomfortable skirts that were either too big for you, too small for you. And there was no baby bear's porridge when it came to a skirt that you get from a bag. And we all wore cycling shorts underneath because, you know, the option was, you know, just a skirt with underwear and you're 13. And we got given out to after that final. And we all remember it so clearly. As we were being handed the trophy, the first we ever won, we were given out to for wearing cycling shorts underneath our skirts.
Sorry, given out to by who? Was it given out to by women or by men? And of what age?
The county board delegate at the time, who would have been giving the trophy, she gave out to us at the time. It was a woman at the time, for wearing the cycling shorts underneath.
Okay.
So it's an issue that has gone back decades. If Andy Quillen talked about, you know, this coming up in 1959. So it is something that the Camogie Association have been wedded to. It is something that, you know, they talk about, that women do want to be seen, you know, from their point of view, it's important that you can be feminine and play. I don't think that necessitates wearing a skirt, but it's a choice. I'm a bit of an oddball. I actually do wear skorts to training, but again, I'm old, so I have a skort that's really comfortable that's dated back to.
Yeah, but surely it's an issue of choice. And I suppose that they don't want some players wearing shorts and other wearing skorts, although whether that should be an issue or not is another thing. They want a consistency. But if the majority of players are saying that they want to wear shorts, then surely that should be, yeah, well, that's grand. Let's do that.
Yeah, it really shouldn't matter, and there should be options for a kit to have either a skirt or a short. Once they're the same colour, it doesn't really matter to the game. So I think compromise and choice is the very practical solution here. The other thing is cost. At the moment, like, skirts are expensive. Like, if you take a quick look on the websites that sell skirts, like, a girl's skirt is €25, a woman's skirt is €30. And the sizings aren't very dynamic. So that's where the uncomfortable stuff comes in when you're looking at skirts.
Okay.
What's very short on one woman might be very long on another, and there's no size range in terms of length. So this is where the comfort thing. So, you know, if the Camogie Association can, as part of this process, find ones that are more comfortable, or even, like, you know, by miracle, more comfortable than shorts, that would be amazing. But yeah, at the moment, they're more expensive, and for most people, less comfortable.
Sinead O'Carroll, editor of the journal.ie, thank you.
The last word on sport.
With Energia, supporting Irish rugby at every level. Energia, think of the possibilities.